Speaking Truth to Ego. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. Can anyone believe an admitted liar like Michael Cohen? Republicans at yesterday's hearing made it clear that somebody who lied before is likely to be lying now. The old story of the boy who cried wolf. Lying discredits you forever. It's a lesson all of us learned growing up. But we also overlook the alternative moral to that story, which is sometimes the liar does tell the truth. And the consequences of failing to recognize the repentant liar are that the village loses its entire inventory of sheep. And then when the winter comes, the villagers have no warm sweaters and freeze to death, at least in my version of the story. The point is, when the stakes are high, best to follow every lead just in case. And it sounded to me like some members of Congress have decided, nothing to see here, everything's fine. So is everything fine? At the very end of the hearing, after just about everybody except C-SPAN 3 and CBSN had dropped their coverage, Michael Cohen made a remark I never thought I would hear in this country.
Given my experience working for Mr. Trump, I fear that if he loses the election in 2020, that there will never be a peaceful transition of power.
I don't know whether that is the cynical cry of a liar or the warning of a prophet, but I hope someone investigates, because we are less than 2 years from finding out.